Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and I have two guests on the show with me today from the Central Iowa Community Services Group. I have Betsy Sturzma with me, along with Ellen Ritter from the Green County office. And so thank you very much, ladies, for being on the program today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You bet. Well, primarily the reason why you ladies are here today is because Governor Reynolds recently signed a new bill into law dealing with children's mental health and establishing a lot of different services specifically dedicated to children's mental health. And first of all, establishing a board at the state level to kind of oversee everything that's going to be operating at the state level and then kind of delegating it down to the region. So Betsy, if you wouldn't mind, just kind of start out talking to us a little bit about this bill in particular and the workings of how it's going to be impacting the region here with Central Iowa Community Services.
Yep. No, you're absolutely right. They did a state board based off of the Children's Work Group. You might remember that last legislative session or prior to this year, they had set up a state work group to look at children's mental health services and creating a system for the state of Iowa. So this bill actually did it in House File 690. It started with creating a Children's State Board for Mental Health Services. It really was an opportunity to bring different state agencies together to collaborate for oversight of that children's mental health system. So it took like the public health, it took DHS, it also includes the Department of Education and other groups kind of together to do that. And then it delegated down to actually implementing the services to the mental health regions that currently stand.
So let's go over some of the major highlights of this bill and what you see could be some vast benefits for KICS region.
CICS has been a little bit different in the fact that we have funded children. A lot of regions haven't, but we have always from the get-go, because we had member counties that prior to regionalization did fund some kids' services, we've recognized that there was a need for that, and so we continue to fund that. That was part of the legislation initially when regions were formed, that we could continue to fund services we had in the past as individual counties. So one of the big things that's going in is just outpatient services, so medication management, therapy, family therapy. Those are all things that we can currently fund. Most oftentimes, we recognize that individuals have insurance, whether it's Medicaid that Ellen helps get them connected to, or private insurance through an employer. But we also see that sometimes then they have large deductibles or copays, which families can't really afford. And so then they no longer take the kids to therapy because, you know, the $50 copay every month just becomes too overwhelming. So if they meet within our income criteria, that's something we can already fund. So I feel like we're kind of ahead of the game with CICS and that we already have done that. Another thing we funded also is the crisis services. When we set up our mobile crisis and our crisis line, those are eligible for anybody to call. So that's already accessible by parents or the schools. If they have a kid that's having a mental health crisis, they can call the crisis line and have mobile crisis dispatched out for kids or adults. So I kind of think we're ahead of the game. I think that'll make it easier as this gets implemented, that we already have some of those things done. But there's definitely services we'll be needing to add. One of the big ones that we think will probably be a larger expense is a crisis stabilization unit. So we currently, for adults, use the Hope Wellness Center in Woodward. Most oftentimes, we do also have a crisis stabilization center in Ames with Mary Greeley Medical Center. It's a place where individuals can go who are in crisis up to 5 days just to either usually get an opportunity to just kind of step away from the crisis. Maybe it's the situation that you're in could lead to that crisis if things are escalating within the home or just feeling overwhelmed with things that are going on in your life. It's kind of nice to be able to step away and go somewhere for 5 days and get back into, you know, medications potentially or get some therapy, some group therapy, those types of things. So we have that for adults, but this is a service that has now been added for kids. So we see that as a new service that we'll be kind of having to implement and develop. And it'll be somewhat costly, we anticipate, just because it's a what we call a firehouse model service, where whether it's being used or not, you have to have it available. Depending on what the usage is, it's got to be there and exist so that when people do need it, it's available and ready to go.
Now, Ellen, from your perspective, first of all, what do you think about the bill overall and specifically dedicating services just for children now instead of just looking at the adult here in Greene County?
Well, I think that the bill is wonderful. I would like to see more on how it's going to be funded. That's a huge concern. But to say that it's needed is definitely an understatement. I'm excited that we can get in there and provide services to children and try to get in there earlier than to rather wait and see it when they're adults. It's been shown that the sooner you can treat a mental illness, the better the outcome. So that's definitely very exciting. I'm excited to get in there and recognize these people, these kids, to get them services, start collaborating those services for better outcomes.
Betsy, of course, Ellen was talking about the funding aspect, and that's a big question when everybody finds out about a new law that's coming around. And this one's a humongous deal because you're talking about pretty much a brand new department within the state of children's mental health. It is such a broad aspect, and people are thinking, okay, well, how are you going to fund it? Obviously, you don't have the answers, right?
No, we don't have the answers. Previously, there had been a legislative bill that had really capped our fund balance carryover from year to year, as well as we still have a restriction on how much we can levy property taxes to put towards mental health and disability services. You know, we're concerned about that cap and how that may potentially be impacted as we're being asked to develop these new, and like I talked about, expensive services. Whether somebody's using it or not, it has to be there and be available, especially those crisis services. So they can get a little spendy. The nice thing is, like I talked about, CACS is in a good spot where some of those more expensive crisis services we already have available. We've been offering it to kids, so we hope that that will be an area where we won't see as much cost as maybe other regions who haven't developed that service yet.
Sure.
We don't know. I mean, it's really hard at this point for cost projections. And then really it'll depend on as timeline comes out, when we're implementing what and at what pace we have to do that. As we're trying to spend down our fund balance to be responsible stewards with the money that we get, we don't want to spend down too fast if we're going to have to, you know, pretty rapidly build some of these children's services. We were hoping that there would be some funds attached from the state level.
Yeah.
But at this point in time, all of those that were in the bill or in other appropriations bills did not come through. So yeah, that's one of those where it's still up in the air.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with us from the Central Iowa Community Services Mental Health Region is our coordinator officer, Betsy Sturzma, as well as our Green County Coordinator for Disability Services, Ellen Ritter, joining us. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.